If you're like me, you might have been confused by all the talk of carbs, proteins, fats, water. Yeah, water's a micronutrient. I didn't know that. What are these things? Why do we need to care about them? How do they fit in our life? And so I thought I'd talk about that today. Hello, everyone. I want to welcome you to Mind Blowing Health and Wellness with Violet. I'm Violet, and I'm a psychologist, and I've been trying to help people to understand that your mental health and your physical health are intertwined. And we need to understand what we're doing on a psychological level and on a physiological level if we want to truly live a happy life. Today, we're talking about weight loss management that works. And in order for weight loss management to actually work, we need to understand what all these words mean. There's so many terms that are thrown around when you're trying to manage your health that are not properly explained that cause us to make mistakes. And today, we're going to talk about macronutrients. So there's macronutrients and there's micronutrients. Just first and foremost, just to make sure that I make that distinction. Macronutrients refer to the larger things that we ingest. So water, liquids, proteins, carbohydrates, and fats. And then we have micronutrients, which are things like vitamins and minerals. And we usually get those in really small amounts, usually from the macronutrients. Okay, now that I've said that, let's talk more about what the macronutrients are. So obviously water is water. I think everybody understands this one, and that's why it's not even mentioned when we talk about macronutrients. But it is a macronutrient. It's one of the major things that we actually need to ingest to survive. As a matter of fact, not ingesting water is one of the fastest things that'll cause you not to survive, just so we're all clear. But then from there we have proteins, carbs, and fats. So I want to give you a quick analogy before I go into more details of proteins, carbs, and fats, because I feel like it's going to help us all to understand the two major players in that trio that we are talking about when we're talking about weight loss. I like to think of carbohydrates like a spoon, right? When we're first learning to eat, our parents give us a spoon because it's easier. You scoop, you put it in your mouth. You have the food in your mouth. The chance that this food will fall off a spoon is much less likely than the chance that the food can fall off a fork or through a fork or okay. So in my mind, carbohydrates are like the spoon in this example. The fork would be fats. It would be the rare scenario where someone who knows how to use a fork would use a spoon to eat something that typically would be eaten with a fork. So, for example, if you know how to use a fork, you would eat rice with a fork, even though you could eat it with a spoon. But because we've learned to do it, and it's considered the more mature thing to do, we would eat our rice with a fork. But we don't get rid of the spoon. We keep the spoon around to eat the things that it makes sense to eat with a spoon. So, for example, you will still eat soup with a spoon because although you could eat soup with a fork, it'll take a really, really long time to eat soup with a fork versus with a spoon, it'd be easy. How does this work? So let's look. We have all started our life grown up using carbs for fuel, and now we're being taught and educated that, well, there's this other energy source that we have that's much more efficient and doesn't cause metabolic issues that carbs cause, which is called fats. And you're all going to say to me, but no, we were told fats are bad. I understand we were back in the day, but let's look at what's happening here. Carbohydrates are an energy source. Fats are an energy source. If you overeat on either one of the two, you will gain weight. However, in order to overeat on carbohydrates, it's very simple to do. And we've been using carbohydrates for the majority of our energy needs for the last 50 to 60 to 70 years, right? But fast forward to today, we're also being shown that you can safely use fats for the majority of your energy needs and be absolutely fine. And even better, it's harder to overeat on fats. Now, it's not impossible, but fats are so satiating And fats do not cause insulin spikes, and so therefore it's less likely that you will overeat on fats. Why do we tend to overeat fats most of the time? Because we consume them alongside carbohydrates. So let's back up a minute and let's talk about carbohydrates. What are they? Carbohydrates are sugars. Any food that has sugar in it is a carbohydrate. So, pasta, which is made from grain, grain's a carbohydrate, so therefore pasta is a carbohydrate. So is bread, it's made from grain. All grains, there's no exception, they all have carbs. Vegetables also have carbs. The starchy vegetables have even more carbs. The leafy green vegetables, they have carbs that are healthier than the starchy. Why? Okay, see, it's already getting complicated, and I just started talking. The carbs in vegetables that are leafy green or cruciferous are safer for us to eat because they have fiber coming along with them, versus the starches are just pure sugar and they affect us. The glycemic index of those are higher than the glycemic index of the ones that are leafy greens and cruciferous. Glycemic index is the way that we have been measuring how much sugar, so how much does that food affect my sugar levels. And sugar, so real table sugar, is used as the standard, and it's 100. So any food that's under 20 in the glycemic index is considered a low carbohydrate food. So all those leafy greens, all those cruciferous, they fall into that low carbohydrate range, versus the starchy vegetables are above. And then you get to like refined sugars and pastas, and they're like way above. And so that's the first thing we have to look at. If eating carbohydrates is what spikes my insulin, which we know is bad, diabetics have high insulin, and it's not a great thing. If eating carbohydrates spikes my insulin, well, then what happens after that? Okay, important for you to know. Every time I have a high level of insulin in my body tries to, that means that carbohydrates are high, right? Because carbohydrates cause that rise. And what does my insulin do in response to realizing that, what does my body do in response to realizing that my insulin is high? It stores the sugar that's in my blood system. Because the whole reason for all of that, because I cannot have more than a teaspoon of sugar in my system at any particular point in time. My body is trying to remove excess sugar from my bloodstream. So every time my insulin is high, my body is aware there's too much sugar and it will take it out of my bloodstream. What does it do with it? Well, a small amount is going to be stored as glycogen, which is fine. A small amount is going to be used as energy that I might need in the moment. And the rest of it is going to be stored as fat because that's the safest place to put sugar so that it doesn't affect me, so it doesn't affect my blood sugar. High blood sugar is toxic. Okay. So how does fat come in? Because there's two energy sources, carbohydrates and fats. So where does fat come in? Okay. When you eat fat, so when you're using your fork, your insulin level does rise when you eat any of the macronutrients except water. If I were to put this on a scale from 1 to 10, I would say that, and we say that 10 is sugar. So the amount of spike you get from sugar is a 10, then the amount of insulin rise that you get from fats would be anywhere, would be something around 2 or 3, right? It's not enough to cause your body to say there's sugar because there isn't any sugar. But it doesn't mean that your body doesn't need to do something to mobilize some action because it's just normal. There's always a bit of movement when you eat. The same thing with protein. What happens when I eat protein? Well, my insulin level goes up much more when I eat protein. Maybe it goes up to like a 5 or a 6, but it's still not enough to say store everything, which is why if you eat a ketogenic lifestyle and you're eating mostly protein, fats, and a little bit of carbs, you don't end up storing body fat. And as a matter of fact, you end up using body fat eventually because your body isn't getting that signal, put the sugar away, put the sugar away, because no Not enough sugar is coming in to give it the signal to put the sugar away. So our body started off using a spoon, and my body was using a spoon till just about 7 months ago. But I've taught it to use a fork. So now I'm burning fat, and I feel better. And I'm not worried about not ingesting enough carbohydrates. Okay, why? It's the other thing we need to understand about carbohydrates, fats, and proteins. There are some essential fatty acids that we need to eat. We cannot produce them. There are some essential proteins that we would need to eat. Again, cannot produce them. Although we can recycle the ones we have in our system, but for good growth, not good to eat them. There are no essential carbohydrates at all because we can produce them. It is absolutely possible to produce carbohydrates that your brain needs and that your body needs for quick energy. And as a matter of fact, our body is good enough at being able to create that energy that it can do it like quickly if we are in a problem. So, do we need to eat carbs? No. And don't take my word for it. You can go and you can check. There are so many people living a carnivorous lifestyle, which means that they eat no carbohydrates at all. They eat meat and they drink water, and that's all they do. And they're fine. So, do we need to eat carbs? No. If we do eat carbs, do we need to be careful of how much we're eating? Yes. It's important for you to keep your carbs low. And low for you is different than low for me. I keep my carbs at 20 grams or less because that's what's healthy for me. That's what I've recognized keeps me in a good fat burning state. This ketogenic lifestyle that I've chosen to live helps me to maintain a healthy weight, to get rid of metabolic issues that were showing up, and I feel good. Now, your number might be different. The only way you're really going to know is to get started and then see at what level do you feel the best. It's not about trying to cheat the system, right? I didn't start this program thinking, oh, maybe I can be ketogenic and be 90 grams of carb. No, because you need, it's about understanding your system. If my carbohydrates are at a certain level, my body burns fat for fuel. If my carbohydrates are above that certain level, my body focuses on burning the carbs and storing the carbs because they can't stay in my system. They're toxic. So, if I would like to feel healthy, then I need to keep my carbohydrates at the level where I will feel healthy and that my body will be focused on using the fat for fuel and using the protein to build my body that's for the next coming years and not worrying about getting carbohydrates out of my system. The same way that if I really want to be healthy, I also limit the intake of alcohol because alcohol is a toxin. And if you really want to be healthy, then you limit the amount of toxins you ingest because your body will always deal with the toxins first before it will deal with building your body and before it will deal with burning fat. We need to allow our bodies to be efficient and use its metabolic fork. So using fat for fuel to fuel your body so that you can do the things that you want to do so you have energy. And then we use protein to build our body because protein's a building block. And then we use the spoon carbohydrates when necessary. Those few occasions where our brain needs some sugar, those few occasions where we need glycogen for quick movements and quick speedy things and weightlifting things. But other than that, we use our fork. So I hope that I made this simpler for you to understand, and I hope that you see that we can use fat for fuel and we can minimize the amount of carbohydrates we take in and live a happy, healthier life. Remember, happiness takes work. If you want to be healthy and happy, you need to put in the effort and energy to get what you want out of life. Thanks for joining me on Mind Blowing Health and Wellness with Violet, and I will see you in the next video. I really appreciate you sticking with the podcast all the way to the end. And if you wouldn't mind, just take a moment to rate me so that my podcast can show up in more and more people's feeds. That'd really help me. And if you have ideas for future topics that you'd like to hear me talk about, because I do want to make these videos for you guys, then take a moment and send me an email at happytakeswork@gmail.com. And I'm more than happy to make some specific content just for you guys. All All right, I'll talk to you in the next video.